Welcome. I am Dr. Renee Sunday, and I am the Platform Builder. You are listening live or to the replay or the download of Good Deeds Radio Podcast. We've been doing it all. First of all, we want to stop just a minute. Just hold your horses, not if you're driving, of course, right? Or if you're on the treadmill, okay? We want to thank you. We have been holding it. We're number 57 on the United States poll in regards to podcasts. So we thank you for downloading. We thank you for listening to it on the YouTube. We thank you for being on our social media and our website. We thank you for that because let me tell you, just can I be transparent? Recently, like a week ago, week and a half ago, all of a sudden, we have a lot of people commenting on our blog posts. We want to say thank you for that. We've been trying to get that social media right. You know, I'm being transparent when it comes to your blog. You know, a lot of people, gurus out there with the blogs, but so many people are doing blogs. It's a whole strategy behind it. And, of course, you got to have your right mindset. You got to have the right confidence. You know that personal development goes with the business development, okay? And I'm throwing that out there. That's a key word. That's a key word because we're revamping the whole website to speak the new things that I have been entrusted with. The things that I overlook that I actually can help transform someone's life. Yeah, it's an aha moment, but when the light bulb comes on, it's amazing how you attract, guess what, the right people that you need to help in this journey we call life. We have a powerhouse, life-changing young lady, but let's get to our question right quick so we can get that out the way because you know when I say that, it's time to get your pen and paper. It's time to actually focus. And now if you're driving, a whole different story, right? But the question for Dr. Renee for this session was, Dr. Renee, you do so many things. I get this question a lot. You have been entrusted and you do so many things. Tell us a little bit just about your faith. And, you know, of course, I couldn't do that in, you know, it was a long conversation because when I get into that, you know, it goes on and on, right? But I grew up in a faith-based family. The foundation was there from when I was a baby. Of course, I don't remember when I was a baby, but my parents said that, the minister came to the hospital and actually prayed with my mom and dad when she wasn't in too much of a labor, but he came back again and when I was born. And, you know, when we didn't do too many Christians back then when they do the dedication, but actually I was baptized, you know, the whole thing. But, you know, I went through bullying, and I knew my parents was always there with me. And they actually would go to church all the time and they told me this stays with me even to the things that I'm doing now. You have to believe in yourself, but always believe, you know, in higher being. In my case, you know, it's God. But the thing about it is I always believe that I can do whatever I put my mind to. I believe that I can help other people. I had the spirit of help, okay? When I was a child, I gave my bicycle away. My mom said, because a young lady, a girl, lost her bicycle. You know, it was stolen. So I gave her mine. You know, it was so interesting. But my mom and dad had to explain to me, you know, the whole scenario of, and I didn't understand it then, but now I understand why I want to help so many people, how I actually want to transform, be a transformation of someone's life. And you know, it took me a while, and I know the amazing young lady, Karen, know that's here. She's going to help me out with this as well. You know, it took me a while to charge people, number one, and it took me a while to charge the correct price, I'm going to say, because, you know, if you say your worth, you know, you're priceless. But, you know, the thing about it, it took a while, to be honest. I'll be transparent to get the right tribe because I did so much for free so much that It was very difficult to, you know, I had to change my mindset, change my confidence. I had to attract the right people. That, yeah, all of that. And I just think, you know, thank God that, you know, I bounced back from that. But I, of course, the conversation went way on from that, but my faith is very important in my life. Faith, family, of course, my fortune, meaning the things that I do to make money and stuff. But, you know, and having fun. I love to have fun, but that's kind of the thing that I am. My faith and family is number one and two. Amen. But anyway, we got to get to this wonderful, beautiful young lady. You know, we read her information that was sent over. And you know when you read something, you kind of, your spirit jumps. And I have to let you know, when I read her information, my spirit jumped. I mean, she tells us how we can actually, do you have inner and outer peace? I think this is the first time I've actually, second time with Wayne, Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about this. But the amazing thing, because the peace you have outside is not going to be, you know, you got to get the inside. But I'm not going to mess with that, because I know she can she can tell us about it. But she's a founder of the Angel Quest Center. She actually is a media personality and a host of her own show, which she's going to tell us. But she's, you know, she's an international speaker, author, the amazing things. But the key is, guess what? She actually is here to help you. And the amazing, what your consciousness, you know, the things that we need to know about the truth for our inner and outer peace. And so many other things she helps us with, because she wants us to have, guess what? Healing and everything we do and say. Amen. But we want to welcome none other than the amazing Karen Noe. Are you there?
I am. How are you today?
I'm great. I knew your energy. I always go with your voice. Okay, I'm going to be real. Wow. Welcome, Karen, to Good Deeds.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Wow. Well, let's dive deep. I know I didn't say everything, but I one thing I do love is I like for people to tell their story, because I always, and everybody else, always find themselves in your story. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, because I only tipped the iceberg, of course. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Sure.
And the amazing things you got going on.
Well, it all began... People ask me if I've always been able to tap into the consciousness of the we consciousness, of the guides of God and all of that. But I did. But about 25 years ago, I was going through a very difficult time in my life, and I sat at the edge of my bed and I just yelled at God. And I said, "Am I going to be okay? Give me a sign. Let me know." And as I was yelling at God, I saw a light come towards me from the other side of the room. And my first response was, "If you're not of God, please leave." But the more I said that, the more it kept coming towards me and eventually enveloped me. And at that time, I heard an audible voice that said, "Lucha Lucina, Bella Lucha Lucina." For those Italian listeners, it means light, little light, beautiful little light. An overwhelming sense of peace came over me, unlike I've ever felt before that, and I just started crying, and everything was washed away in a minute. And right after that incident, I heard and felt this whole God within me speak to me on a higher level. And I've learned that it was St. Francis of Assisi, along with other peace-loving guides, angels, that have been speaking to me ever since. And I started to be able to connect with those who've passed, as well as angels and so forth. I don't know how far you want me to go with this, but right after that, I started reluctantly to do healing and messages in the back of a hair salon. And when messages did come, which they did frequently, I gave them. And they were very specific messages that only the loved one, the living loved one, and the deceased would know. And eventually, I was booked years ahead of time, and so forth. Now, do you want me to talk about Wayne Dyer, present tense?
Yes, I love him. Oh, my God, I love him.
I love you. Okay. So I do have a radio show, as we were talking about before. It's called the Angel Quest Show, which is on the first Saturday of every month. And I happened to have Serena Dyer, who is Wayne Dyer, one of his daughters, on my show about a month before he passed. So when he did pass, I was so devastated because he truly made the world a better place, and I thought the world would never be the same. I didn't know what I could do to help. So what I did was I reached out to Serena. I had her contact information, and I emailed her. And I said, Serena, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad. Please know he truly is okay and would want you to be too. Make sure to ask him to give you a sign to let you know he's with you. Ask him to come to you in a dream and to wake you up after the dream so you remember it. And I said, I do have a book that I wrote called Your Life After Their Death, A Guide to Healing After a Loss, with all the things that I've learned over the years of doing readings and messages and all of that. I know it would help you. If you would like a copy, I'd love to send it to you. So she emailed me back right away, and she said, yes, she'd love a copy of the book, so I sent it to her. It just so happened that about a week after that, I was set to speak at an I Can Do It event for my publisher. That's an event where I was going to be talking about life after death. And so I went to that event, and I'm sitting on the author bus with Wayne Dyer's family as well as the authors from Hay House. And I had there was one seat available on the whole bus. And in walks Serena Dyer, and she sits down next to me. So we started to connect. It was just basically talking, and I asked her if she received any signs from her dad. And she said, well, her sister Sage had a profound dream. In the dream, she actually felt him. She hugged Wayne, and she actually felt his hairy arms. Those were the words that she used. She felt his hairy arms. So I said, you know, it truly sounds like, without a doubt, a visitation from him. And that's wonderful. And just be on the lookout for some more signs. And that was basically it. So it was. We went to the event. They were going to pay tribute to Wayne. And when it was over, I decided to walk back to the hotel instead of going on the bus. Because in my eyes, I felt I was not significant enough to sit on that bus with Wayne Dyer's family as well as my favorite authors. So I'm walking back to the hotel, and as I'm walking to the hotel, I'm saying to myself, I'm so insignificant. I'm so insignificant. But as I'm saying that, I heard Wayne for the first time, loud and clear. And he said, get out of your own way. Get out of your own way. And I said, Wayne, if that's really you, you have to give me a without a doubt sign to let me know it truly is you. And I continued to walk to the hotel room. And as I'm walking, I said, how may I serve? And he said, you're already serving. And I said, how may I serve more? I went to the hotel room and I felt something very itchy in my shirt. And I reached in to see what it was. And it was a sticker that somehow attached to my shirt. Now, how I know it wasn't there before was on the bottom of it, in very small letters, it said Disney World, and I had not been to Disney World. So I looked at the sticker, and my eyes bugged out of my head because it said W-E on it, which I thought it meant first letter, last letter of Wayne. And then I felt him saying, is that good enough? And I said, yes. I started crying. Little did I know it was so much more than Wayne. It was what we're going to be talking about in a few minutes, the we consciousness, we. But I didn't know that at the time. Long story short, I went home. Sage Dyer, one of his other Dyer's daughters, contacted me. And she said that Serena gave her my contact information, and she told me about her dream, about her dad, and we were talking about, yes, that's definitely him coming through. And as we were talking, he started coming through with very specific messages for her, things that I would never know. So eventually I said, you know what, I have a center in Ramsey, which is only about 40 minutes from where she lived. She lives in Manhattan. And I said, if you would like to, you could come to see me. I'll have to rearrange all my appointments because I'm booked for 2 years ahead of time. But I would love to, you know, to talk to you in person. So we made an appointment for about a month later. I'm trying to make this as concise as possible. And her mom and her two other sisters decided to come visit her during the time of the appointment so they could come too. And again, I said to Wayne, as you know, after I hung up the phone with Sage, I said, Wayne, what did you get me into? Because here I am, I'm still thinking I'm not significant enough. And that's when he started to talk to me, you know, loud and clear. And he's so excited to talk about the afterlife and so excited to talk about the we consciousness, which was the interconnectivity of everyone and everything, including animals and nature. It talked about our, the divine within us. It talked about the compassion for all of life and what a person does to oneself or another affects the whole. It talks about how if you could fully grasp these truths, you'll be able to create miracles in your life and make a significant difference in the world. So that whole month, I was going for walks with my dog, Duke, and as I'm going for walks, he would come through with these messages, and I would talk, you know, I would bring my cell phone and tape record it so I didn't miss anything. So, okay, let's fast forward. It comes time for the time of the appointments. And as I'm driving to the appointment, a car cuts me off, and it says Dyer 1 on it. So on the license plate. So I said, okay, I guess he's really going to come through. This is wonderful. You know, I went to my center, and the Dyers came. And they walked in, and I'm a shy person. If you met me, you could say I'm very quiet, believe it or not. You know, I just said I feel insignificant, all of that. But when they walked in the door, something overcame me that I it was like a loud person. And they went to the bathroom first thing. And the first thing, Wayne started to come through and said, hurry up, get out, hurry up. And he was so excited to talk to them. And I kept saying, I'm really sorry. But he's saying, hurry up. You know, I'm trying to make an impression on the Dyers. So they came in and he proceeded to tell each of them specific messages that each of them would only know. It would not be anything that he talked about in his lectures or anything like that. Let's just say he spoke to each of them in a different way. He spoke to Serena in a loud fashion. He spoke to Sky in a quiet fashion. They must have had a very calm relationship. He spoke to Sage and his wife in a different way. And he said very personal messages. I can't really share the personal messages. They are in the
book. Oh, yeah.
I asked the Dyers to speak about what they wanted to share, and it is in the back of the We Consciousness book. But Serena, I could share this particular message because Serena posted it on Facebook. When she was sitting there, she had just had her daughter, Sailor, and she was sitting there, and Wayne said, she's pregnant. And she said, no, I'm not pregnant. Mm. And I said, and she had a flat belly, so you would never see that she was pregnant. But she said, no, I'm not. I said, okay, but your dad is saying the 4th of July and that you're pregnant. She went home that day. She took a pregnancy test, and she indeed was in the family way, and she gave birth. Yeah, she was due on the 4th of July. So things like that, he would come through. I'll give you one example. One other example is he did this to each member of his family. He has 8 children as well as his wife. Mm-hmm. And throughout those first couple of years, he just would say, call this person now, call that person now. And something very specific was going on in that person's life. So one morning at 6 a.m., he tells me to contact Tracy, call her now. I said, I can't call her now. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. And he says, call her now. So I called her. I texted her. I said, I am so sorry, Tracy, but your dad is here and he wants me to contact you. Is that okay? And she texted me back and she said, yes, !! So I called her back and I said, before you say anything, he is telling me to tell you that, yes, he can hear you, but you cannot hear him. I said, does that make any sense? And she started crying. She said she just had a profound dream of her dad. And in the dream, she was screaming at her dad saying, can't you hear me? Can't you hear me?
Wow.
So the rest is history with the family. And then they proceeded. I want to give you a chance to speak. I just kept going on and on. I'm sorry.
Well, no, this is so powerful. But what I do want to say with this, At different stages of our life with our gifts and the things that we have been entrusted to do in life, I'm sure throughout this your confidence was elevated, and then your belief in the gift that you have really put you where you are now, because, of course, I mean, everybody knows about him and his family. Everybody was, we want him to stay forever, but I know, none of us can do that. But I'm sure this actually kind of propelled you on to the thing, to the things you're doing now, which is so amazing. I just wanted to say that. We're truly enjoying this conversation. But Karen, tell us now, after that life-changing experience you had with the family, where did that kind of, as I'm going to say it just like how I feel it in the spirit, that you just were propelled into what you're really doing now?
Yes. So that first New Year's Eve, right after he passed away, after he spoke to his family, I think he did that to prove that he truly is around and he truly is speaking to his family. But that New Year's Eve, I was very tired. I wanted to stay up until midnight, but it was about 8 p.m. and I decided to take a nap so I could stay awake till midnight. So I'm lying down in that in-between state, and then I felt Wayne speaking to me. This time it wasn't to one of his children, it was directly to me. And he said, "Now is the time to do what you came on earth to do." And I immediately knew what that was, is to talk about peace and love on earth at this very critical time.
Wow.
I knew it right away. So I said, this is what I know to be true, that I knew since I was a little girl I needed to proclaim, peace and to within myself and extend it to others. And he said, "That's right." And I said, "Okay, so are you going to be, am I going to be channeling you for the whole book?" And he said, "Well, not exactly." He said, you've known all this. You've actually been channeling the angels all these years, but you didn't know it. And, he's going to be joining forces with a group consciousness called my We Guides. See, that was the sticker, W-E, that I had found in my shirt. And he would be joining forces with St. Francis, the angels, and other ascended masters, and they were going to give me 33 concepts of the We consciousness, and it would be hard to differentiate him from everyone else. And I said, "But Wayne, everybody wants to hear directly from you. You have to give me something." And he said, "Okay, he'll give me a chapter." So in the book, we have a chapter where I ask him questions, and he answers the questions that I asked him. So that's it in a nutshell.
Oh, isn't that hey, now you're talking about confirmation. That's just totally confirmation. That kind of took you out where you are. So that's now, see, I like how that's how you truly get up your title, and then it actually makes the book very easy. Amazing. To write. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Well, because it was through me. It wasn't me speaking, and that's the most important thing. It's a higher self. But this is the key. It's not that just Karen Noe can do this. It's we all can. We just have to tap into the God within us, raise our vibration to be more on par with God. That makes sense. So if we're tuning into one, for example, radio station 1500, but we want 1700, we wouldn't be able to do that. So if we want to tap into the We consciousness, to God, to the angels, or even our deceased loved ones, we have to practice, raising our vibration back to its natural loving state. And there's many ways to do that. One of which is the most important, I would say, is to learn to practice forgiveness. Because a lot, most people say to me, "Oh, it's easier said than done," especially what this person did to me. And I tell them exactly, Wayne Dyer always used this quote, "It's not the snake bite that kills us. It's the venom that's left behind." So if you don't want to do it for them, you do it for yourself, right?
Wow. You're right, with that connection. And then the we consciousness, oh, my God, 33 profound truths for inner and outer peace. All of us
yeah.
need peace.
So we
tell
all
us
need
a little
peace.
Bit. We got to buy the book. We got to buy the book. But tell us a little bit more of about just some tidbits. Not that we got to buy
of
the
course.
Book, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll give you all the information you need. I want to spread the word. So whatever questions you have, I'll give it. But the most important concept, the most important truth is that we're all one. And our oneness encompasses everything and everyone, including God, the angels, ascended masters, the enlightened beings in other areas of the universe, deceased loved ones, animals, and nature. We're not separate from each other, and we don't feel that interconnectivity until after we leave the physical body. You see, when we have a body, we think you're over there and I'm over here, and you just can't grasp that feeling. But once you leave the body, the energy of who you are goes back to your pure divine nature, only love and peace. And that's the most important thing. And the most I also say is, we have to realize that God is within us. Most people think God is outside of ourselves. You know, we are source energy, God. Imagine the power that we have. If we have God within us, we could create amazing miracles in our life. The only difference between those who are creating the miracles and the ones who are not are the ones who are creating the miracles realize that God is within them. It's a big difference. I mean, but we all have that power and ability. We just have to realize it and raise our vibration. Things that I talk about in the book, practice forgiveness, be grateful, have more compassion, you know, spend more time in nature. All of those things will help you to raise your vibration.
Let me ask you this, because what I have noticed a lot of people, and even in myself, you know, I'm being transparent, a lot of the things people are facing that they can't move forward, and I'm going to just say in general in life and purpose they call in, is the root of whatever it was, it started at childhood. So in the things that you do, are you able to help people that have something real deep that I have came across people that they don't even realize when you actually ask them all the different questions, they don't even realize what the root is. They know that they are, lack of a better word, they are self-sabotaging themselves, and they have, everybody else see their amazing gift, everybody.
Yes,
but it's just
yes.
something that's blocking them that they don't even recognize what it is.
Yes, and you know what I would tell them? I would say, this affirmation, I am willing to release anything that's preventing me from seeing my true purpose. I'm willing to release it, because most people, they first have to set that intention to be willing to release that blockage. And then once you're willing, then the universe works in ways to conspire to make that happen. And the more you say, how may I serve, how may I serve, how may I serve, then the more God will serve you. So that's very key, too. And we're all worthy, all of us. We just have to realize that. No one is more powerful or more divine than another.
Yeah, I think that's powerful because, and another thing, I'm glad that you said, I know this may be a minor point, but the key that I like what you're saying throughout this whole conversation is we have to bring that awareness to ourselves, and then, as you said, affirmations, say it out. Because a lot of
yeah.
people, and I enjoy myself. I love Wayne Dyer. I have all, I think I have everything he's made. But the great thing that he does, and you as well, so amazing that people miss with affirmations, is we need to say them out. Say them and write them down. I think people are missing that key. It's great to listen, but we actually need to do some type of action because our mind and brain is so complex, we actually have to put a action on it. Don't you agree with that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love Louise Hay as well. She had wonderful affirmations such as, I am all is well in my world. If you continue to say that, everything I need to know is revealed to me. Everything I need comes, and then have the faith. And this is what Wayne Dyer used to say, feel the feeling of your wish fulfilled. Assume the feeling of your wish fulfilled. That's the faith that all the great masters talked about. Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, all of them. They said, you know, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you'd say to that mountain, move, and that mountain would move. That's what they talked about. You have to feel it. If you could feel it, it's a done deal. You know, instead of praying and begging for God, please, please, that means you don't believe that it's going to happen. You say, thank you, God, for healing me. Thank you, God, for abundance, or whatever else you're asking for. And know that your prayer is answered. It's a big difference than begging.
It sure is. Because if I remember back in childhood when I begged, I probably 10 out of 10, but real close to that percentage. I didn't get it because it wasn't right for me. I wasn't ready, or something was in that criteria. My parents didn't think it was the right time, place, or situation. And that, well, I'm so glad you said that, because I think a lot of people are missing that we're begging God. I've always been taught this. This is what I have always been taught. When you pray, like you said, in believing, and then after that, you're thanking God for that thing. But a lot of people are in they believe that they, you know, pray and when you continue to pray and don't see the manifestations of it, guess what? You end up somewhat doubting it. Let me just be honest.
Yeah. Well, they have to wait. When you plant a seed, it takes time to grow. So they have to know that sometimes it takes time. It's in perfect divine order, and to realize that's the key. I'm telling everyone, absolutely, if you have that faith and you say thank you for and feel it, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. But again, we were talking about a few minutes ago too, maybe it's not exactly what we really need in this life. So maybe you could add to your prayer, for the good of all concerned, or something like that, because sometimes we think we need something, and, you know, we really don't.
Well, I have to chime in on this, not to cut you off, Karen. I witnessed that for sure in my own life. My brother passed away about 7 years ago, and we prayed. I'm not being sarcastic by saying it that way. Prayed with belief. And my brother still passed away. But let me tell you, if my brother was alive at that time, he was 33, he would have been, what the doctors told us, that he would have been paralyzed from the neck down. And my brother was a big guy. He was 6'7" and almost 310 pounds. That would have not been what he wanted in life.
No.
You see what I'm getting at?
I certainly do.
We have to be careful and don't be selfish. That's what I wanted to say.
Absolutely. Now, what you were doing was praying for someone else. Sometimes that's a different story. When we pray for something for ourselves, we know what's within us. So we don't know what was in your brother. Your brother certainly probably didn't want to stay around in that type of body, right, in a diseased body. So his higher self said, okay, it's time to leave. And in reality, this life is not all there is. I know for a fact it's not something I believe or think. It's something I know without a doubt. So your brother totally is in a wonderful, peaceful place, so much better than he was here on Earth.
I agree. I totally agree. And we actually had a major celebration about 2 weeks ago. His oldest daughter graduated from high school, and I could feel his presence in the ceremony.
I love it. Yes. Have you ever asked him to give you a sign?
I knew he was there.
Absolutely.
Well,
did you?
Let me tell you. I actually was launched into ministry maybe a couple of months after my brother, because my mom relayed to maybe after I got in ministry, my mom said, "Well, you know, your brother had a dream that he was preaching." And the thing is, I actually end up, you know, being the minister that I preach. But every time I speak, every time I minister, I always feel a cool breeze across my cheek or my forehead. And that's, to me, that's what I think, that's his presence of being there with me. So I won't be afraid, so I can actually move forward in the things that God wants me to do.
Absolutely. I call that a without a doubt sign. Absolutely. it's confirmation of what you're doing is correct, and you have help. That's
beautiful. Well, you're just this wonderful kid. You're just amazing. You know, I could talk to you all night, all day. I mean, really, true. Do me a favor and kind of recap anything that you want to share, anything that we have missed in this conversation. But please tell us how we can contact you, you know, support you on social media, and also with your radio show, tell us again how we can listen in. I think you said the first Saturday of every month. But tell us anything else that may be on your heart and your spirit, and then give us that contact information as well.
Sure. I have a website. It's KarenNoe.com. That's KarenNoe.com. The radio show is the first Saturday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. So I don't know where the listeners are coming from, but that might be too early. But to tap into that, you go to HudsonRiverRadio.com, and you could listen live, or else you could go back to my website, and I'll have the archives there as well. And you could get my books. I have a number of books out. You could get them on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on my website, and so forth. I think I answered all the questions.
You did so amazing. I can't even. Oh, this was an amazing, amazing conversation with you, Karen. You know, first of all, we want to just thank you for being your purpose and listening to the call and actually being a willing vessel that can be used to help people move forward in this life. And then thank you for taking time out and being with us here on Good Deeds. If you need us for anything, please, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Oh, thank you so much for what you're doing, too.
Thank you, Sharon. I mean, I can feel, I'm laughing, ladies and gentlemen, because I can feel her spirit through the phone. It's just so enjoyable. It's so uplifting. Woo! Amazing, amazing, amazing. But thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. We'll have to get you back very soon. I'm actually a group counselor, so we actually need to talk about maybe collaborating on something. That would be an amazing combination.
Sounds wonderful.
To help
people. Absolutely.
Yeah, because that grief is amazing. It can be, and a lot of people, I think the most amazing story that I've had someone review my book, this lady said for 10 years and reading the book, she can move forward. And I'm like, oh, my. She's been feeling this way of trapped, stuck for 10 years. So the things that we're doing, it's helping people, you know, and helping people move forward in life. So we just thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but I just I just feel her spirit through the phone. Like, it was amazing. But you know, this replay will be a bear soon. I know you're ready to download it because you'll be in the gym tomorrow. You want to look at it, listen to it again. It'll be over on YouTube, our website, of course, and then social media. Woo, please contact this young lady. Oh, she's powerful. And listen to her radio show. All her information will be on our social media, et cetera. If you want to be a guest, you can contact us. If you want to advertise your products and services, we have that option as well. We also have the television, Good Deeds Television. You can be a guest or advertise. We actually have been getting a lot of people that have businesses. They want us to come out and do an exclusive. So we're doing that. We're doing that with authors, speakers, and coaches. Also, we have, if you want me to MC or minister or those type things, we have that. My schedule is kind of busy, but, you know, whatever God wants me to do, I do it, right? But also, we do have a publishing company. If you need to get that book out, that book, that poetry, that play, get it out. All that information is on our website, www.reneesunday.com. Again, that is www.reneesunday, Sunday. We want you to remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason you were born. You're not a mistake. You're not a mistake. You're not a mistake. Okay? You're not a mistake. You're not a mistake. Whatever happened in the past, we need to move forward. Amen? You got to do three things. You got to believe. You got to trust. And you got to walk that thing out. You got to don't stop. Get it, right? And you have to get your purpose and get your purpose now. We need you. You need to help take the pain away of somebody else. Amen. But I love you, love you, love you. They want me to say the website again, ReneeSunday.com. We love you, love you, love you. And this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.